Amen, amen. Let us bow our head to pray. Jehovah, King of glory, we thank you for today. We thank you for this gathering you made available. Here we are, Lord Jesus Christ, to preach this word that you have given us in order to be blessed, healed, delivered, sanctified. Thank you, Lord, for peace in this place. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the hidden manna you reveal to your children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, you bless the tongue of my mouth and to make this word the healing word. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, the title of my message, I will say, is the time of relief and deliverance. Le temps de soulagement et de la délivrance. Nous parlons ici de Esther. We speak about Esther. As you have read Esther chapter 4 from 12 to 16. Esther chapter 4 from 12 to 16 is presenting us here Queen Esther. Queen Esther is queen now by the grace of God. But there is a problem. Queen Esther is a Jewish person in the country where people, they are against Jewish people. How will you understand it? Queen Esther is a foreigner in a country. And then in that country, is a queen. He's a foreigner, but is here a queen. He's the queen of the country. Now, is not a native person in that country. And then Queen Esther has brothers and sisters, cousins, there are many. And then all the family of children of Israel, they were there. And then God made it possible for Queen Esther, or for Esther to be queen in a foreign land. Because there was a purpose. The purpose was to deliver the children of Israel that were in Babylon, in captivity. They were there. They were there. So God promoted purposely Queen Esther because he knew the time will come where my children in a foreign land, they will have problem. Then I need to raise up a Jewish girl to be queen of the country in order to defend the interest of my people. Do you understand the introduction I'm presenting so you'll understand where I'm going? Let me say this in French. When God calls you to be a servant, you will understand, my brother, my sister, that it is for a good purpose. Being a servant of God means that you have been called for the children of God. It is not just in vain. They call you to be a servant of God and you relax. You relax. You see people, they are suffering, you relax. You see people, they are sick, you relax. No. When God calls you as a servant of God, there is a direction to follow. And you can work everywhere. But the place where you're going to prosper the more, it is the place where God has called you specifically. If that place, that city, that area, it is your place, it means that there will be children of God that God has prepared for you. That is where you're going to do a lot of prosperity in your kingdom of God. That is number one. Esther here in the Bible, God placed her because he knew that in that environment, the children of Israel, they needed a support in the time of a persecution. So that is the first thing you need to understand. The appointment by God, it is done for the purpose of the children of God. If God appoints you as a servant of God, you need to understand that it is, first of all, for his kingdom. And then God will call you to the specific area to deliver specific people. If you finish there, you can go to another place to deliver specific people. There are specific people prepared for you. There are specific people prepared for each calling, each calling. Ilya, Esther here in the Bible, as we understand, he's a queen. And the circumstance that made Esther to be queen, it was just the arrangement of God. She was not supposed to be queen. Number one, Esther is a foreigner in a country. She was not supposed to be queen. Meaning that, my brother, my sister, don't limit yourself. Wherever you can go, make sure to go with God. Because God can make you on top in that area. Wherever you can go, make sure that you go with God. Because God can make you on top in that environment. Joseph in the Bible was in a foreign country, Egypt. But God made him on top. Daniel in the Bible, the same thing. In a foreign country, God made him on top. Wherever you go, make sure that you go with God. Because God can make you on top in that environment. It is very important. Esther here is a queen. Why? Because a queen that was there was stubborn, disobedient, arrogant. She did not respect her husband. So that queen, it is the type of the church of God or the children of God that are disobedient. When you and I, we are disobedient, we will not be surprised to see that God may abandon us and to choose other people. That is why the Bible is saying, if you refuse to worship me, I can raise up stones to worship me. Joshua said, if you refuse to worship the Lord, I and my family, we accept to worship the Lord. So that it is. That woman who was a queen before disobeyed the king. She was arrogant. She did not respect the king. And then God removed her. Meaning that today, that woman is the type of a church, is the type of a children of God that are taking things for granted. They understand their manner, they understand their beauty, they understand whatever they have with them. They say, no, I am okay, so I don't need it, Pastor. I've seen many people, even now, they are not here, but the day they will be sick or they receive a challenge from the devil, they will run fast. Pastor, pray for me. But I pray for him 2-3 months ago. He disappeared. But when the problem comes, he will come back. That is the type of the church that God did not like. And he cast that church out of his presence. That is the type of the woman who was a queen before. Let me say this in French. You can see that the woman, that first king, queen, fell down. God, I'm talking prophetically, the king in that place represents God. That queen, the first queen, represented the church of Christ. The type of people of God that are taking advantage of the love of God. Now, let us see. Queen Esther, when she came, what did she do? When you read Esther chapter 2 from 18, you will understand that there were requirements. The requirement was, according to the law of that country, they must do prayer and fasting for 6 months to use the olive oil. It is not called the olive oil, but it is a oil called myrrh. Myrrh. I think it is M-Y-R-R-T-H. I think something like that. Myrrh. It is a type of a oil, very expensive, which replaces olive oil. So the law was saying that they have to use that oil for 6 months. Do you see? The oil here, represents sanctification by the word of God. Purify yourself. Pray to God. If you want God to use you, pray to God. Purify yourself. Clean yourself. Put oil. Oil. That is the word of God that was sanctifying. The second requirement was, after 6 months of using the holy oil, the second requirement was to use perfume for 6 months. Perfume.
they give you specific perfume that you start putting it, because you have to be beautiful before you see the king. You and I, you have to be beautiful in the spirit before you can see the king. Psalm 91 is saying that when you and I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, then you see blessing, protection, security, honor, everything. Now, for you and I to be in the secret place of the Most High, we need to be sanctified. Matthew chapter 5 is telling us, verse 8, 9, that the purity of a heart makes us to see God. Blessed who is pure of heart, he shall see God. The purity of heart. So it is the purity of heart that makes us to be closer to God. I'm presenting this. Now, Esther was purified. That's what made her to be in the presence of the king. Prophetically, it means to be in the presence of God. Then, God, by his grace, made her to be chosen by the king. Now, Esther is now queen by the grace of God. So we understand, my brother, my sister, perfume. Why perfume? Because presently, when you and I, we are beautified, no, we are purified, we are beautified. When we are purified, we live sanctified, God would see us clean. Clean, we become attractive. That is the role, the representation of the perfume. When we are clean, sanctified, we become attractive to the Lord. That is the prophetic representation of a perfume. Then our prayer will be successful. Why? Because we are clean. There is one prophetic citation the Lord revealed to me 2 years ago when I was preaching. No matter the power of a perfume, so we have different perfume, but there are perfumes that are very strong. No matter how powerful is a perfume, it will smell bad if you and I, we are dirty. You are dirty. You did not clean yourself. 1 day, you did not clean. The second day, you did not clean. 3 days, you did not clean. You take a nice perfume, put it, will smell ugly. It's a prophetic citation the Lord revealed 2 years ago. It is there on Facebook. You can go on Facebook, you type a prophetic citation, you're going to see. There are many citations that are published every week. They are there. And those citations, they come from the pulpit. No matter the power of a perfume, it will smell bad when you are dirty. Many people, what they do, we are men of God. We give impression that God is with us. We give impression of money, beautiful car. People that have to see the pastor has a beautiful car. People that have to see that the pastor is dressing well. People that have to see that the church, they put even like in a nightclub. It's now nightclub. They put them. People that have impression that God is there. It's zero. That is not the proof. The proof that God is there is the heart of the servant of God in that place. Hey. That is the proof. If not, why those big church that are so beautiful, they are performing fake miracle? Why? If God is there, why are they performing fake miracle? Where is the God we are saving? That is the problem. We need to ask a question. The church is full, beautiful. Why fake miracle? So which God are they saving? So it's not the beauty that justifies the presence of God. It is not the number of people that justify. Because that is just the appearance of a perfume. But the smell of a perfume will only come when we are clean. But when we are dirty, it is zero. Master, we understand that Esther here prepared herself faithfully. But in this chapter, Esther chapter 4, Esther is now queen. It seems like she's now forgetting that she's a Jewish person herself. I'm now moving forward. It seems that she's now forgetting that there are people outside there. They need healing, they need deliverance, they need protection. She's now a queen. Mordecai came to send a message. Stand up, Esther, because we are going to die. We are all Jewish people. You need to meet the king. You are queen because God put you there to help children of Israel. Go and meet the king. Esther said, no. If I go, I will be killed because the law of the country is saying, if the king does not call you, you can't go. If not, you will be killed. Mordecai said, you are talking like that because you are already there. But you forget that you and I, we are from the same Jerusalem, children of God. We are Jewish people. We are Jews. So if you consider not what I'm telling you, and they say that you will be killed. And deliverance of the children of God will come from someone else. This is a very important message. I am now in Esther chapter 4, from 12 to 16. Mordecai said, if you refuse to help here, because we are dying very soon, they will kill us. We are Jewish people. You are Jewish people, a Jewish person. You are there. You are afraid of the king. But why are you there? Why did God put you there? If you refuse, you will be killed. Because they will discover that you are not from the country. When the problem will come, kid, they will say, he's also a foreigner. He's also a foreigner. We will all die. So don't say that because you are talking with the king or the president of the republic, then they will. No, it doesn't work like that. Help everyone so that you too, you will be helped. If not, you will be killed. But God will raise other people to deliver. Will raise other people to deliver the children of God. That is what's happening. You can be in the church. The church is full. The pastor is now okay, satisfied. Is no more taking care of brothers and sisters. What he considers it is tight, money, counting money, how much do they? It's okay. There is a person suffering there, he does not have money, does not have food, does not care. There is a person there, he's sick, he doesn't care. He wants to meet the pastor, there must be audience protocol. After 2 months, after 3 months, you can make the pastor. Other people, they have to say no to meet the past. We deliver one brother here. I don't know, he did not come. A South African brother. Today he was supposed to testify. That brother went to different places, big churches, to get delivered. They are asking money, 5,000, 7,000. We are waiting for him, he did not come. Maybe next Sunday, he will still come and to testify. 5,000, 7,000. Hey, he said, but I don't have. But those churches, they have money. They still need money from a poor person. And when it is like that, God will still send a person. This is what's happening in the book of Esther. Mardoshe Mordecai said, God will still send a person to deliver these people. But you will die. Remember, in the church, they will find themselves in the position to start now contacting other pastors because we are not taking care of them. They have a situation. They have a problem. At the end of the day, God will raise up other men of God to take care of his sheep. That's why we see a member is in the church. You're going to see there is some things happening there in that church. There is a prophecy there. There is deliverance. Here we go. Why? Because ourselves, we are not doing it. Papa Shevi, do you understand? There we go. God wants to heal his people. God wants to prophesy to his people. God wants to deliver his people. God wants to save his people. But we, pastors, we don't care about that. The mission we have abandoned it following fame. God will still raise other people the men of God, or they are still there in the church, then we go there to get delivered. But what's happening? Will you be jealous? Will we be jealous? No, we should not, because the children of God belong to God, not to a man of God. Esther understood this message. I'm about to finish in 15 minutes. Follow me. Esther, rather than faith, that is not the right position. Esther understood this message. She said, no. This is not the right thing to do. This is not the right thing to do. I have finally to react. I have to react. Because the message of Mordecai touched her heart. It's the same apply you and I. We need to stop to be stubborn. Because if you receive a message which is a right message, even though you are a pastor, even though I am a pastor, a member can give me an idea which is biblical. I have to take it. Because God can use that member to speak to me so that I will prosper. Esther was humble. He said, no, this is a right message. I have to change. I will not say that because I'm a queen, I don't care. The king loves me. I don't care. No, the king loves you to save his people. God loves you to save his people. You won't comprehend. You and I, my brother, my sister, you have to understand. When they correct you, just be humble. If the message is really biblical, it's the will of God, take it like that. Don't say that I am queen, I am president, I am a pastor, so I don't care. No. It's not good. Esther changed and he said no. And finally, I have to do something. And what Esther did, she asked people of Israel to pray and fast. Pray and fast. She said, pray and fast for me so that God's grace will manifest. Then I will enter in the office of the king to present the request. Because she knew she can be killed. But by the grace of God, this can work. The prayer and fasting lead into sanctification and righteousness. Prayer and fasting lead into sanctification, righteousness. James chapter 5, verse 16 is saying that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So, prayer and fasting lead into sanctification, righteousness. When we go to pray and fasting, we need to make sure that we have increased our righteousness. Not that after prayer and fasting, we go back there. We start insulting people. You start doing evil things. What we're doing before, that is what we continue doing after prayer and fasting, is zero. This is religious prayer and fasting. This is what's happening. We are praying. We are fasting. I don't want any problem. Okay. Now, after praying and fasting, you go and do the same problem. What is the purpose of prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting must lead us into sanctification and righteousness. This is very important, my brother, my sister. Our God is good, not to do evil. Where you are, my brother, my sister, begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this message. Tell him that your desire is to be closer to him. Tell him that your desire is to be closer to Yahweh. So that you will be more secure. Tell him your desire is to be in the secret place of the Most High. Tell him your desire is to be closer to him in the spirit. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Tell him, pray. I wanna be closer to you. Je veux pas. I wanna be closer to you. Like Moses entered the cloud of glory. I want to enter the cloud of glory. I want to enter the cloud of glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to climb the cloud of the mountain of glory. To enter the cloud of glory, to worship you, to adore you like Moses did. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.